Tom and Ollie on Triple M.
Stupid management. The people are real. The cases are real. This is
Tom and Ollie.
I just called to say.
I'd taken my daughter to the gym this day.
Yeah.
So she's standing at the window watching Dad. So I've gone for the big one. I've tried to bench press about 110 kilos. I ended up tearing me pec muscle and me rotator cuff, and other people had to come and help me get the weight off.
1, 2, 3, 4.
It's time for Tom and Ollie on Triple M.
Oh, welcome to your Monday night. It's a ripper. 3 hours of radio. Yeah, three.
Oh, it's a lot, isn't it?
Yeah, it's a big 3 hours to fill.
Oh, is it 3 hours?
Yeah, 3 hours.
Okay, here we go. Tom, good to be back, of course. I mean, I missed you over the weekend.
Hang on. I think we should have to, what do you think? We should redo that.
1, 2, 3, 4.
It's time for Tom and Ollie on Triple M.
Tom and Ollie taking you right through to 10 o'clock. Are you serious? 10 o'clock?
Yeah, we love it. Tom, huge show. Let's get serious. Okay. Come on, let's not have fun.
Mate, very soon we're going to hear about your license fails. That should be fun.
It should be.
Mate, we have Shania Twain tickets possibly up for grabs if you can impress her.
I failed my license in the most horrible way. Within a minute. So you'll hear how I did that. Within a minute.
That's in half an hour's time. I've got a crazy story about neighbours arguing. Let's really just checklist the shopping list of the show.
But to start the show, Tom, every Monday, all know it. We all love it. It's my favourite. Ollie's crazy, carefully worded cryptic music challenge. What was the music?
No, we'll do it next. Can we do it next?
Oh, yeah, cool. Yeah.
I just thought that was really negative. We need to get into a great song. You know what? I'm chucking it on. It's Bon Jovi's You Can Love a...
You know what? It's Bon Jovi's what?
You Give Love a Bad Name, Tom and Ollie, Triple M. Bon Jovi's You Give Love a Bad Name, a Triple M's Tom and Ollie. We have questions. If you can't get involved on 133353, get involved on the social networks at Tom and Ollie across Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter.
Thank you, Basil Zemplis, ground announcer. Tom, let's get into
No one knows who Basil Zemplis is.
Oh, he's a commentator. Okay. Our favourite Monday game. It's Ollie's crazy, carefully worded cryptic music challenge.
Yoo! What is that for short?
CCWCMC. Tom, every week we do this. I have a clue from, it's a cryptic style clue. The kind you'd find in a cryptic crossword.
Oh God, everybody loves a cryptic crossword, don't they?
Yep. Me and my grandma love them.
Yeah, exactly. Is that your target audience, grandmas?
Well, I'm bringing intellectualism to the show, to Triple M.
You know what you're doing? You're making up clues and then patronising anyone who doesn't get them. Because you go, well, it's definitely not that because the answer's in my head.
No. Look, here's the clue.
No. Can I just give... I want to have a go.
At what?
Is it, well, making a cryptic clue. Is it kind of like fine dust digit?
Fine dust digit?
Yeah, that's my clue.
Fine dust powder.
Yeah.
Finger. Powder finger. Yeah, that's easy. So that's an easy one, Tom. That's a good example of an easy clue. Here's mine. Mine contains two bands, as always, Tom. Okay. And to get involved, you message us on Facebook, Tom and Ollie.
Yeah, message. Don't post an OL. Click message and send an answer with your phone number.
Which two Triple M bands does this clue refer to?
Yeah.
They aggressively accumulate the last two staff. Now, it's hard. This is a hard one.
Yeah.
They aggressively accumulate the last two staff. And I will say this. The second half of the clue, the last two staff, not a literal clue. It's a different style of cryptic clue. Think outside the box. All right.
I think I've got the first one.
Message up. Okay, great. We can give you a message on Facebook, Tom.
I just mouthed you it.
No, well, I'm not going to look at it. Message in, Tom and Ollie, Facebook, and give you your phone number and your guess as well.
They aggressively accumulate the last two staff. What are the two Triple M bands there? Messages Facebook, Tom and Ollie. Up next, would you spend $220,000 on an argument with your neighbours? Well, a couple in the UK did. Tell you about that next after a brand new Panic at the Disco, High Hopes. You're with Triple M's Tom and Ollie. It's new music on Triple M. What do you think about it? It's called High Hopes by Panic at the Disco. Head to triplem.com.au. Become a club member. Have a say about the music that we play on your Triple M. While you're on the internet, head over to Facebook. And if you feel like answering the cryptic clue that Ollie's given out, you can message us at Tom and Ollie.
It's a hard one. Can I say it again?
Yeah.
The clue is they aggressively accumulate the last two staff. Mm. Two bands there. Cut the clue in half and you've got two bands. They aggressively accumulate the last two staff.
Didn't you want to do a Ricky Gervais quote to get people messaging in?
If you do want to get involved, go to Facebook, Tom and Ollie, and leave a massage. Didn't want to make it a big deal, though, like that.
Oh, shame. Neighbours. Hey, Ollie? Neighbours. Don't we love them?
Can't live with them. Can't live without them.
Oh, jeez. Everyone's having a dispute with their neighbour these days. Yeah. Even though in thy Bible it says love thy neighbour.
It's hard, though.
To love thy neighbour.
Yeah, neighbours are horrible. We've always fought with our neighbours.
Really?
For various reasons.
Didn't you see your neighbour naked one time?
Yeah, well, that was one issue.
They were always wandering around naked, were they?
No, there was a ball of ours in their front yard because we were playing sport, as kids do. Yeah. Went to get it in the front yard, by the way. And the wife complained that she was in her bedroom getting changed and I could have seen her and got off on it. Or
yeah, and you were like looking through the fence.
Yeah, I was an innocent 16-year-old. I'm not going to... As if I care about that.
I've never heard of an innocent 16-year-old. Well, an elderly couple in the UK, Ollie, they've had a 10-year legal battle over what is a thin strip of concrete less than a metre wide. That's right. There was a 76-centimetre strip of concrete at the back of this guy's house, which is kind of where this other couple, their neighbour, was parking their car.
Oh, okay.
So, look, it's complicated, but basically...
Why are they fighting over it? Because they both want the space.
Yeah, they both want the space. One person wants to park there. The other one wants to be able to get their bike through the back fence. And that's the spot where it's happened.
Sounds petty. Tom Petty.
$220,000 they spent on legal fees to get this thing happening.
God.
The tribunal found that the guy should have access to the gate, so he won. But
which guy? The cyclist or the car
cyclist,
parker?
The cyclist won. He should have access to that gate to be able to put his bike through.
Surely they can both win. Can't the car park a little bit further back so that the path can be accessed by the bike?
You'd think so, wouldn't you? And it's 76 centimetres wide.
Can't common sense prevail, Tom? In this day and age, cannot common sense prevail?
The people who lost said, I hate this house now.
That's like a sad news grab, and then the story ends on that.
They've used all their life savings, and I hate this house now. They said,
Move out then, you big sook.
Okay, well, they've just spent 220 grand. They probably don't have enough money to move out.
Oh, yeah. Awkward.
Hey, I want to know what you're arguing with your neighbour about, because I always love arguments with neighbours.
Sorry, the guy's name's Mr. Sodden. I mean, of course he's going to have a sad situation going on. Mr. Sodden.
Isn't it Sodden?
No.
133353. Look, we have questions. I want to know, what are you arguing about with your neighbour? What are you arguing about with your neighbour?
I've got more.
They're so petty. What do you got? Can you tease us through this song?
No, I mean it. I've fought with every neighbour. Not me. My mum, it seems, has fought with every neighbour we've had.
Okay.
There's that one incident with the front yard and the nudity.
Yeah.
Another one concerned nudity on our behalf.
Oh, okay. We'll find out up next what that's about. But 133353, what are you arguing about with your neighbour? This is The Offspring. Come out and play. Keep them separated. Like the neighbours. Tom and Ollie, Triple M. It's The Offspring. Triple M's Tom and Ollie. We have questions. You've literally got about 3 minutes to get your answers in for Ollie's crazy, carefully worded cryptic music challenge. It's like a cryptic crossword. There's two bands in the clue. They aggressively accumulate the last two staff.
Hey, I say the clue. It's my thing, Tom. Mm. They aggressively accumulate the last two staff.
I said that.
And thanks on Facebook at Tom and Ollie for your messages. Plenty coming in and a couple of very close answers.
3 minutes to go. Get your answers in on Facebook. You could win a Tom and Ollie keyring.
Yep. A limited edition.
Tom and Ollie exclusively
encrypted, encoded, engraved.
Engraved.
There it is.
Neighbours. Can't live with them. Can't live without them.
Well, you can if you're on a farm. Huh? If you're on a farm, you haven't got neighbours.
Neighbours, we want to know what you're arguing about with your neighbour.
Before we go to the calls, we have got, thankfully, some calls.
Yeah.
I was saying...
133353.
My neighbours, back in our old house, we had a pool and they didn't, suckers. But what they did was decided to build upwards above our fence, big balcony, level two.
Oh, no.
And like perverts, peer down upon us as we were nude bathing.
And why were you nude bathing in your pool?
What's our pool? Why wouldn't we nude bathe?
And who are you nude bathing with?
My family.
How many of your dads? You've got five dads.
My stepdad was there. My dad wasn't living with me. He never
why
did.
Why are you new with this?
I'm just saying, we weren't always new together. I'm just saying there was times when it's like, I'm not going to be, you know, discreet and hide my willy in my backyard.
How old were you?
And yeah, I said willy. How old was I? I don't know, from 5 to 15? I wasn't always new. I'm just saying there was some times when I wasn't fully clothed. It's not that weird. But the neighbours were the a-holes who built upwards. We challenged them and they won.
Maddie on 133353. I'm so sorry about having to be blasted by a nude Oliver. But what are you arguing about with your neighbours?
In summer, it's obviously quite warm. They always have their aircon on overnight, and it's right in my mum's window. Like the box is near my mum's window.
No.
So she politely, you know, went over and told them that like at 4 o'clock in the morning, it's really, you can't sleep.
Yeah, and it's blowing hot air into that window, I'm guessing, as well.
It doesn't help the whole, like, situation. And it's just really loud, and then mum wakes up grumpy.
Oh.
And she, yeah, basically she went over, and they said, well, no.
Yeah.
So a couple months later, they asked if they could build a pergola, and it was hanging over on the outside a little, and mum was like, well, no. And so now whenever we...
I mean, it's not $220,000 that these UK couple had to go through.
I'm sorry, matey, but you can't go to a neighbour and say, can you stop using the aircon in summer?
Well, you can. No,
can you?
You can.
Well, no, you can't.
Yeah, you can.
Oh, and you'd be like, yeah, no worries.
No, well, you have to take it on board, don't you? You have to go, I'm so sorry, but I'm going to keep using the aircon.
Yeah, I'll take it on board. See you later.
Hey, Dave.
Hey, how are you guys? Good night, man. Hey.
Hey, good night, Dave. Hey,
Dave. Listen, I've got a lovely neighbour who thinks...
come on.
Weeds are flowers. I've got my lawn, my front yard. Yeah. It's cooch, Santa Ana cooch. Yeah. I keep it really, really nice.
It's cooch.
And the and the other yard, on the other side of the other neighbour, is a beautiful lawn. In the middle, we have just weeds.
Ollie, why are you swimming naked with your neighbours? Why are you swimming naked and your neighbours looking at you? That's so weird.
Don't come back to that just because Dave.
No, that's very strange.
Well, you love getting nude, so
I love getting nude, but I'm not getting nude at the side of my neighbours, you know.
Or are you? Mm. I have questions to ask about that.
Hello, Jessica.
Hello.
What are you arguing about with your neighbour?
My neighbours like to tell me to try to turn my music down at 2 o'clock in the afternoon because it's too loud.
Oh, get out!
Yeah.
What, are they old?
No, they're like in their mid 30s.
Oh, that's old.
Up next, we'll reveal the answer to Ollie's crazy, carefully worded cryptic music challenge. Get your answers in right now. They aggressively accumulate the last two staff. Tom and Ollie, Triple M. Not far away, we'll hear about your license fails. It's Triple M's Tom and Ollie. That's Silverchair Straight Lines. We have questions.
And on a Monday, Tom, people love to get involved with this one on the Facebook at Tom and Ollie. It's Ollie's Crazy Carefully Worded.
Hang on, no, come on. Just put like some effort and fun into it, mate.
Ollie's Crazy Carefully Worded Cryptic Music Challenge.
Still sounds forced. Still sounds very forced.
I'm focusing on getting it out correctly.
Can I give it a go?
Yeah, sure. It's hard to say.
No, it's not. Ollie's Crazy Carefully Worded Cryptic Music Challenge.
I'm a voiceover guy. Look at me.
Oh, shut up, mate.
The clue is two bands in this, by the way. Two bands that we play.
Yeah.
They aggressively accumulate the last two staff.
Mm.
Cut the clue in half. We've got two bands.
I got the first one.
I have said the last two staff. Not a literal clue. A harder clue. It's not literal.
Oh.
Let's hear from Matt.
Oh.
Matt has.
I think I just got it.
You might have got it, Tom. Well, you've heard it about 15 times now. Message in Tom at Facebook, Tom and Ollie. Matt, you've had a guess and you've gave us your number. We've given you a call. Matt, what do you want to hear? Well, because we say message in, so that's why.
Okay.
Matt, what is your guess for the two bands?
Yeah,
good, mate.
I think it's Hunters and Collectors and Midnight Oil.
Hunters and Collectors and Midnight Oil. They aggressively accumulate. Is Hunters and Collectors? I'm still here. I'm still
a fool. So fitting with footy finals around the corner.
Yeah.
Good one, Ollie.
Aggressively refers to hunting, obviously, Tom, and accumulate, collect. Now, the second part, the last two staff, is it Midnight Oil? What's your thinking there, Matt?
I just thought, you know, the staff not so much, but, you know, last staff finish up around midnight sometimes, that kind of thing.
It's not, Matt, I'm sorry.
Ah, all good.
So do message in at Tom and Ollie on Facebook. We will reveal the answer in the next 2 minutes.
Oh, so much fun. Can we go to the ad break with this?
Sure can.
What is the last two staff?
What
find
band?
Out next.
What band is that?
Yeah.
Tom and Ollie on Triple M. The only question we have is how the hell is Home and Away still on air? We'd rather listen to these two.
Tom and Ollie on Triple M.
The time has come to reveal the answer to Ollie's crazy, carefully worded cryptic music challenge.
Oh, nice work. You've upped it there, Ollie.
Yeah, bringing the vibes.
Well done.
Thought I'd try.
Yeah, good.
Of course, it's a cryptic clue. Well, I have two bands hidden away in the English language somewhere.
Whoa.
Now, we've already had...
What an exciting idea. Have two bands hidden away in the English language.
Oh, isn't it fun?
Isn't it?
I am an English teacher at high school, so it fits. Mm. Good evening, Patrick. You have a guess for us, mate.
Yes, I think it's Hunters and Collectors and
Hang on
Divided.
Here. Okay, so Hunters and Collectors, we've had that.
I should repeat the clue, by the way. The clue was they aggressively accumulate the last two staff. Now, the last two staff part of the clue was causing issues, Patrick, but what do you think it is?
Foo Fighters.
Why?
The last two letters of staff are FF and they're known as FF sometimes. You know you Foo Fighters.
What up, Pat?
Thank you.
Are you a cryptic crossword guy, Patrick?
I am, actually.
Yeah, join the club, buddy.
Well done, Patrick. You win yourself a Tom and Ollie exclusive keyring that I engraved myself because the merchandise had errors on it, so I took the engraver to it.
Yeah, good on you, Tom.
It.
Well done, Pat.
You're the real Thank hero you.
Here, and of course, FF meaning something completely different in the gay world, Ollie.
save that for your weekend, buddy. No one cares. Tom, up next, I'm going to share a story from my girlfriend Sarah's family that I have been encouraged, in fact, forced to not say, but I don't care.
Ooh.
Breaking the rules.
Hey, this one now, it's a new one from the Drought Breakers, raising money for those farmers doing it tough. I'll tell you who is in this band, the Drought Breakers, up next, but it's Rain, the cover of this classic hit with Tom and Ollie on Triple M, new music. It's the Drought Breakers with Rain, Triple M's Tom and Ollie. Hey, if you want to help out the farmers, it's pretty easy. You can do it all from your phone. Download, buy a copy of that song. It's called Rain by Drought Breakers.
Cover of Dragon, of course.
Of course. Headed up by Scott Darlow. Whole bunch of Aussie legends. And all proceeds of that song are going to the Buy a Bale program to help out our farmers in drought. So just come on. Do something good tonight. Jump on there. Let's get that song to number one.
Tom, I thought we should chat license fails because last night my girlfriend Sarah... who I am very involved with her family. As you know, we've gone on cruises together. Sarah's family is very big. They're very close. And Sarah told me that her cousin just turned 18.
Yeah.
And by the way, I've been banned from saying this story, so I'm going to omit some details. I've been told not to say it, but I just...
Hang on, so why are you saying the story then?
Well, you know, good content's good content. So you got to say it. But I'll omit some details. But Sarah's cousin, she just turned 18. Mm-hmm. She didn't pass her test.
Oh, no.
Could say she failed it, but I'll say she didn't pass her test driving. And I arrived at her birthday dinner last night.
Okay.
I arrived a bit late, though. And Sarah's already told me this fact. And
What fact?
The failed test.
Oh, yeah. Right.
And I've rocked up and...
How many times can we say that she failed her driving
didn't
test?
Didn't pass.
Didn't pass.
And
but she failed it.
I sat down to the meal a bit late. Everyone's sitting around. Big table, all 18 of them or 16 of them.
Wow. And, 18 and 18. How fitting.
And I sit next near the birthday girl and someone mentions that she's got a new car for her birthday. That was the gift she got.
What?
Yeah. New gift. Congrats.
From daddy?
From mum and dad. Okay. And don't you take creative license, mate. And I say, you got the new car. That's exciting. But, I mean, obviously you can't drive it. Because
Ollie.
You didn't pass the test.
Come on, mate.
And the whole table goes quiet.
She did not pass the test. She failed. The
whole table goes quiet, Tom. And they go, oh, wow. And Sophie goes, someone goes, we're not joking about that, Ollie. We're not joking about that. It's too soon. And I was like...
Do you want me to dump? Because I can't. It's been 10 seconds, mate. I can't
dump
that name.
Dump it.
I can't dump the name. It's been 10 seconds. you suck.
Okay.
You're the worst.
Anyway, look. The thing is, it's not her fault. I also failed my test. So I thought 13353...
Who's Sophie?
License fails. If you failed your license, particularly if you failed more than once, I would love to hear like how many times someone can fail their license.
Yeah.
Driving, you know, motorbike, car, whatever it is.
Didn't you fail your license?
I did, Tom. And I am embarrassed to say that I failed mine.
Hang on. So here you are giving stick
to
someone who's failed or didn't pass their license.
I'm not giving stick. I'm just saying.
No, well, you sat in front of a table.
Yeah.
You gave her stick. This poor woman.
Yeah.
Has not passed her license.
She hasn't passed.
and you're here, and you haven't passed your license.
Well, she'll remain nameless.
Definitely.
I'm not going to name her.
No.
But the bad thing is, Tom, I have to say, I did fail my test in the first minute. But that was 10 years ago.
Good.
It was 10 years ago.
Okay, we've
moved on from that.
Yeah.
133353, I will tell you how I failed in the first minute, but I mean, license failed.
It's not crazy, though. I mean, this woman, it's not crazy that you fail your license. Everyone does it. Why don't we try and find someone who's failed the most amount of times?
That would be...
Just to make nameless feel good.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah.
Well, my mate from school, John, who I will name because his name's John, failed 3 times. Went to Ballarat, finally, with his mum to pass the test.
Okay, that's our regional Victoria.
So drove about 3 hours.
Wow.
To get his license for the 3rd or 4th time.
Oh, I love going to the regional town to pass the license.
Obviously, make or break, because if he doesn't pass, his mum's driven away with him.
133353. How many times have you failed your license? Let's try and find the person who's failed it the most amount of times, and we'll find out how Ollie failed it in the first 1 minute. This is Queen, I Want It All, Triple M's Tom and Ollie. Hells yeah, to the Queen, I Want It All, Triple M's Tom and Ollie.
We have
questions. Ripping it up with Queen there. I've got the new one from Morgan Evans, Day Drunk, very soon to put on for you. And we'll find out if people actually hate their jobs after 8 o'clock because we have questions with Tom and Ollie.
And I've asked right now, for your license fails, your driving license fails, how bad was it? How many times have you failed? We're going for the most amount of fails.
Yeah, we're just trying to appease someone who we named on the radio who will remain nameless.
She will remain nameless.
Yes.
It was part of my girlfriend's family. She didn't pass, but that's common.
But failed.
I passed. Failed. Have I revealed
you,
who I...
You failed.
Have I revealed who I failed?
Well, let's get to Bill first, 133353. Hey, Bill.
Hey, Tom. Hey, Ollie. How are you?
You failed your license, mate?
No, my learners.
Oh, you failed the learners?
The computer test?
Yes. No. It was written back when I did it.
Okay. Old. Yep.
Six times.
6 times? Yeah. Mate, just study. Just open the book.
Bro, guys, I studied the book. I knew word for word.
Did you?
Come to doing the question, looked at the questions, looked at the answers, and I've got holy blah, 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 turned into a gibbering mess.
Right.
I failed by one question the first time, 2 by the second time.
Can't believe Bill failed, Tom. That's insane. I wouldn't have thought that Bill would fail 6 times. Let's go to Craig on 133353. What's your story, mate?
Yeah, it's not me. It's my brother. He failed his license test 11 times.
11 times?
Oh, my God. The actual driving test?
Yes.
Why?
Things like his first time he stalled it in the car park at Vic Roads.
That's very unfortunate. Very close to my story as well, actually.
He sat through a green light. Way, didn't look over his shoulder when indicating, all kinds of weird.
Oh no, 11 times. Ollie, how did you fail yours in the first minute?
I went out to the car with the instructor, got in the car, went to leave the car park, reversed backwards the wrong way. It was a one-way car park. And I went the wrong way, and she goes, "Stop the car! You've already failed."
Oh, no.
The worst part is going back into the reception, and they're like, "Hey, what's going on? What happened?"
Did she let you drive forward back into the car park?
Yeah,
or did you have to get out instantly?
No, she said park.
Hey, Deb, how did you fail your license?
Well, I've managed to fail mine in 2 countries. So I failed 3 times in Australia.
So the
first time for speeding, the second time for running a stop sign. I can't remember what the third time was because I was living in the United States. I know.
How do you speed in a test step? Surely you go in the speed limit.
Yeah, no, I was just so busy paying attention and making sure I checked my mirrors and did everything else. The one thing I wasn't checking was my speedo.
Yeah, one thing. Oh, jeez. Yeah, How many times did you fail overseas?
Well, I was living over in the United States and I had, by that time, had my license in Australia, but we'd pulled out from a corner and I pulled onto the wrong side of the street and was driving up the road on the wrong side of the road.
Oh.
I know, but I feel a little bit superior because I haven't failed it 11 times, just 4.
Oh,
well,
just 4.
You're better than Craig's brother, so well done.
Well done, Deb. Hey, Ollie, up next, I want to hear about what your mum looks like.
I'm sorry?
I want to hear about what your mum looks like.
Oh, do you?
Mm.
Okay, why is that?
I just want to know what your mum looks like.
All right, well, I guess I'll tell you next.
What does your mum look like?
Her pet.
New one from Morgan Evans, Stay Drunk, with Tom and Ollie on Triple M. It's Ollie's song, All the Small Things. Blink-182, Triple M's Tom and Ollie, we have questions. After 8 o'clock, we'll find out once and for all if people actually hate their jobs.
I'm sorry, but you are the biggest hypocrite in the world.
I don't know what you're
about. The guy who says, I don't like small PP gags because they're low and cheap.
They're silly. And then no one should ever talk about small penis gags.
And then you say that comment. That's just
I don't know what you're talking about. I'm just talking about your Brad Pitt workout, mate, and how it's not working.
It is working. People are loving it. Tom, I wanted to direct everyone's attention to our Facebook page at Tom and Ollie on Facebook and Instagram.
You've been badgering on about that for the past half an hour, mate.
Have you heard of the theory about people looking like their pets?
No.
People have a very close physical connection and often start to morph into their pets. That's a thing.
No, no, they don't.
Over the weekend, my mum and my uncle and my nana were all together.
Cute.
And my uncle brought his dog over from Tasmania and mum had her dog there. And we realized that both my mum and my uncle look exactly like their dogs.
No,
mum,
no.
I posted a photo.
No way.
To prove the theory. And mum's even wearing a pink jacket like she's got on her little dog.
What, your mum's putting a jacket on your dog?
Yeah, look, it gets cold. Little Bindi gets cold.
It doesn't need to get cold. It's coming into spring, mate. Or it is spring.
Mate, her dogs are pathetic.
Oh, I know this.
And I know that. I agree with you.
The dogs are pathetic.
I hate them. But mum's got white hair. The dog's got white hair.
Oh, no way.
And my uncle, he's got grey hair.
Yeah.
And his dog's got grey
hair.
And they've got the same face. Same big face.
The dog has a snout.
Hey, it's a thing. And on Instagram,
it's not a thing.
Boogs_8.
Who's that?
I don't know. He said, see, Ali, I told you pets look like their owners. So it's a thing. It's a trend. I want you to go on
Just
Facebook.
Just because one comment was there.
I want you to shut up.
Okay.
I want you to go on Facebook, Tom and Ollie.
Me?
No. And post a photo of people who look like their pets.
Brilliant. After 8 o'clock, do people actually hate their jobs? Currently, I am.
Tom and Ollie on Triple M.
1, 2, 3, 4.
It's time for Tom and Ollie on Triple M.
Oh, mate. The amount of feedback coming through on the Facebook, Instagram about your mum and your uncle who looks like your dog, who look like their dogs.
Yeah, what's the amount?
Heaps.
Well, yeah, Callum messaged or commented.
Oh, really? What did he say?
Callum said, oh, wow, guys, you've finally gone there. Which I think he means finally someone's reporting on pet versus owner comparisons.
Yeah, well, Warren has tweeted at Tom and Ollie, says, at Tom and Ollie, your mum's dog has a human head? #weird. Because he said that you...
That is the dumbest interpretation, like, Warren.
He is a listener.
Yeah, so get better. I don't know. Get
up involved. Next, you thought that people hate their jobs.
I want to do a survey, Tom, and work out whether people, on average, love their job or hate their job.
All right, we'll find out.
I've always wondered it, Tom.
Yeah.
I want to know the answer.
Well, we'll find out next. How about that?
That'd be great, Tom.
No worries. This is Guns N' Roses Yesterdays. Triple M's Tom and Ollie. Hey, we have questions. It's Guns N' Roses Yesterdays. Here's the deal. Do you have a job? If you do, jump on the phone 133353. We just need about 10 people on the phone who have jobs.
It's a sample, Tom, a sample size of 10. If you have a job, occupation, employment, any of those things, get on the phone. 133353. It's going to be part of our sexy survey, which is what you call a survey that's not trying to be boring.
Okay, mate. 133353. Give us a call. This is John Butler Trio. New music from them called Home. You're with Tom and Ollie on Triple M. Where you have questions. New music from the John Butler Trio. It's called Home. Triple M's Tom and Ollie. Let us know what you think of it. Head to the Triple M website and become a club member. Have a say about the music that we play on your Triple M. We'll find out if you can impress Shania Twain very soon for your chance to win tickets to her show in December. But we just need you, if you've got a job, to give us a call on 133353.
I can see a sample of 8. We probably want 2 or 3 more calls to get our sample size up to a scientific level, Tom. For the question here, do people hate their jobs?
Yes,
I do. You could equally ask, do people like their jobs? Yeah. Why do you hate your job, mate? Why are you being such a negative Nancy?
Nah, I'm just being funny, you know, just trying to provide something.
Is that your gag? Is that the best gag you have? No. I hate my job.
Shut up.
Because that's brilliant.
Come on.
Tom, on Friday, we were having lunch on our day off. Which sounds terrible, but, you know, we're lucky. We've got a 4-day week, you and I. Mm. We'd love to work Friday. We'd love to, but we don't get that offer.
Don't say that. The boss might be listening.
So I want to know, we're discussing the fact of whether the average Joe and Jane out there, do people like their jobs generally or do they dislike them? I tend to think that they do like their jobs. People have an occupation or a task they do every day and they find a way to enjoy it. You were saying...
There's no way, mate.
You think on average people don't like their jobs.
No, I don't think they do. I think they go to work every day hating it. And that's why the Netflix is so popular, because it's an escape.
Oh, wow. Well, that's a pretty grim outlook. I would like to think that people are very good at just making things work, and that's what humans do. They cope. But our sample size will answer this. It's a survey.
I thought I could check on the offsprings. Why don't you get a job as we go through our samples?
Wouldn't bother. My friend's got a girlfriend, and he hates that bitch. Tom, there's a poll on Instagram as well.
Okay.
Go to Tom and Ollie on Instagram, the story, and tap yes or no. Do you like your job? Do you hate your job? Let's get some data. Rob, good evening.
How's it going?
What's your job, mate?
Bottle shop attendant on the golf. That buzzer you guys hate.
Oh, Rob, you hate the buzzer, do you?
You hate this?
Yeah, remember I threatened to go to Nova years ago?
Yeah, you did. But you're still here at Triple
Hey,
M.
Do you like your job, mate?
Like, mate, it's like sex, mate. Sometimes it's good, some days it's bad.
So is that a love or a hate?
That's not useful.
Love it at the moment.
Okay. All right. That's one yes.
We'll say love.
Brody, what do you do for a work?
Yeah, I work security out at the airport. G'day, boys.
Okay. And what are your thoughts about the job?
Yeah, I love it. I love hanging out with the boys every day.
Okay.
All right. That's so two from two, Tom.
Two yeses
proving
so
my
far.
Theory that people like their jobs. Let's go to Andrew, or is that Rob again? Rob.
It's Rob, yeah.
Hello, Rob, number two.
Hey, boys, how are you?
Excellent. How are you, and how's your job?
Oh, man, job's not too bad, and I'm feeling pretty good myself. So,
if I asked you, do you love it or hate it, what would you say?
Oh, mate, I can't hate it too bad, because I work for the Outlaws.
The Outlaws?
Is that
like the in-laws?
Yeah, it's like the in-laws, but the Outlaws.
Because they're criminal.
All right, good. That's three yeses so far. Andrew, what do you do for work?
Painter and decorator, mate.
Do you like it?
I despise it.
you despise it, Andrew?
Love the paycheck, but hate the work. Yeah, love the people, love everything about it, but it's very monotonous painting. Doesn't matter what you're painting, same process over and over and over.
Oh. All right. G'day, Tony.
How you going, buddy?
Good.
What do you do, Tony?
I'm a handyman.
You're a handyman, so odd
I
jobs.
I love it. I get to go different places every day, meet different people. Sometimes I get to clean the pool. But if it wasn't for guys like Rob number one, I could come home to every afternoon.
Oh, that is the best Birdcage reference ever. Very good,
well,
Tony.
It's currently 4-1, Tom, and that's half our sample size. That's pretty impressive for loving the job.
Brownie.
Hello, champion.
What do you do for a quid?
Mate, I'm a self-employed chippy.
Oh, you'd have to love your job.
Mate, it's great. The boss is awesome and my conditions are great.
And are you the boss?
Outdoors, designer stuff.
And you're self-employed. Does that mean you're the boss?
I am the boss. Pretty good. The boss is a legend.
And you love him. He loves himself.
Good stuff, Brownie. Jack, you're a transport allocator. Do you love your job?
Yeah, mate, most days.
Okay. But that's pretty good, though. Will, you're a nurse. What do you think about that?
Yeah, it's a good job.
It's a good job.
So it's just good, okay, or good?
It can be fantastic.
Yep.
Just depends on the crew on the day sometimes, but 9 times out of 10, it's pretty rewarding.
That's a positive. That's 7-1, Tom. This is incredible. This is what a positive insight into the Australian job culture.
John?
G'day.
What do you do for work?
I'm a butler.
A butler?
A butler?
Yep.
Wonderful.
Oh, my God. Do you love your job?
Oh, yeah. Love it.
Who do you butler for?
Oh, I can't tell you that, but I can tell you it's not Eddie.
Okay. It's not Eddie.
It's not Eddie.
All right. No. Is it like someone famous?
No.
Okay. All right. Well,
are you part of the John Butler trio?
No, I'm a one-man show. Thank you very much.
Oh, Butler gags.
Well, I think that's...
That's nine.
That's pretty good.
That's nine.
Do you want one more?
Well, let's go 10.
All right. Graham... Do you
love,
do you love,
going,
yeah, goodbye. Let me get the question out. Do you love your job?
Mate, I love my job because I really do, because I come from a corporate background and I've bought myself a pizza shop.
Yes. That is 90% of our audience loving
insane.
Their job. That just shows that we're happy people, Tom. We make it work.
Mate, that is incredible. Mate, we're Aussie battlers. Or in Rob's case, Aussie butlers.
And you were wrong. Sorry to get personal, but you got it way wrong.
I said Aussie butlers because he was a butler.
Yeah, I got it.
I'm out of here. That's my job. That's my job.
Well, you hate your job, so you probably are out of here.
Huh?
There. My name's Tom. What?
Okay, mate. I have to talk to you. You were Tom and Ollie on Triple M. I've got something to say to you. Powder fingers on my mind. Triple M's Tom and Ollie. We have questions. Still an hour and a half to go. Very soon, we'll see if you can impress Shania Twain. She's a tough one. That don't impress me much. Very hard to impress that Shania.
Tom, can I ask for your advice? I don't do this often, but I want to get your thoughts.
Yeah, as long as you call me daddy. No. Usually you'd go to your dad for advice. So if you want to call me daddy, you can.
No, I want to. I don't want to. That's no, none of that. I want to run past the hypothetical for you.
Okay, sure.
Hypothetically, I'm going to explain this to you.
Yeah, sure.
What would you do if you were...
Hypothetically, if you were a woman, would I get with you? No. And I wouldn't get with you even when you're a man because I'm a homosexual. So no, I wouldn't get with you either way.
I don't want to get with you.
Oh.
You loved me for like 5 years. So what? That's the gag is not that I love you. The gag is that you used to love me.
It's not. No, it's not.
It is. Ask all our friends. Hypothetically, Tom, if I was to...
Good crowbarring.
If I was to... okay. Let's just say if someone was to be parked in a Macca's car park, right?
Mm-hmm.
Having been in the store, come back to the car, and it's quite a tight Macca's car park, and it's late at night, it's dark, and the drive-thru is full of cars. Mm. Hypothetically, if you were leaving the car, that car park, edging out, and as I said, pretty tight space, someone in the drive-thru who was waiting in line said to you, "Oh, mate, you've just nicked that car."
Mm.
And you stop, and would you listen to him?
No.
You'd ignore him?
Well, yeah, no, because I'll be in my car.
What if it felt a bit like you might have nicked the car?
But how could I have stolen the car?
Not nicked it, not stolen, nicked as in clipped.
Oh, as in clipped the car.
Yeah.
I thought you meant nicked it, like, oh, you've nicked something out of the store.
No, no.
Oh, have you nicked that car?
Someone says, "Hey, mate, you've just clipped that car there."
Yeah.
What would you do?
I'd be like, "Piss off, mate." You know, I'd try and get the bogan out of me and go, "Oh, whatever you..."
All right, well, let's say you did get out of the car.
Yeah.
And you checked.
Yeah.
And the car had been... You had scratched the car a little bit.
Yeah.
Hypothetically...
Yeah, you leave your details.
You leave your details?
For the insurance.
Yeah. Hypothetically, is it okay if instead of... If you... Because the guy was watching...
Whose car did you damage?
It doesn't... No, I'm just saying...
Whose car have you damaged?
It didn't happen.
It's
hypothetical.
It's a lot of detail in there.
Would you, in theory...
Hypothetically, the guy in the drive-thru, what did he look like?
A dad with a wife.
That's very detailed.
No, hypothetically. No. But all I'm saying is, would it be okay if you pretended to write a note because he was watching you?
How do you know that they were married in the car?
I'm painting a picture for you to understand. Would you leave a fake
note? Mate, you are an arsehole. You've clipped someone's car and you've walked away, haven't you?
Hypothetically.
Tom and Ollie on Triple M. It's like Parliament Question Time with less name calling.
You have a face like a kicked in biscuit tin, Tom.
Oh, maybe not. Tom and Ollie on Triple M.
You know who's really bloody hard to impress? Shania Twain. That don't impress me much. She's so hard to impress. We've only found one person to impress her so far.
Yeah, Tom, and right on the money, today, the Batuta Advocate, which is a satirical news website.
Kind of like The Onion from the States.
Yes, they reported Shania Twain had almost unachievably high standards in hindsight. So, look, everyone's thinking it, Tom. Everyone's now aware that Shania has got high standards.
What were some of the things that didn't impress her?
Well, Brad Pitt, for one, upsets me because I'm trying to be Brad Pitt from Fight Club.
Yeah, good. Hey, 133353, do you have an impressive act? An impressive story.
Achievement.
An achievement.
Skill.
It's good. All of that.
Talent.
133353. Give us a call. And if you impress Shania Twain, you'll be in the running for tickets in December. Currently, there's only one person in the running. So he's got them so far.
Body part.
Yeah. If you can impress Shania Twain, give us a call. You're with Tom and Ollie on Triple M. 133353. Plush Stone Temple Pilots. Triple M's Tom and Ollie. We have questions. A smell got Ollie in trouble. We'll find out what that is about after 9 o'clock with Naughty After Nine. It's time to get those impressive acts out, though, and try and impress this beautiful lady.
Impress Shania Twain.
Again, Ollie. I mean, every week I say, mate, you need to fix the opener.
I'm not going to fix the opener. Let's just stop trying. Don't mention it. This is your chance to be impressive and to win yourself... To
Shania,
see
Twain, Shania Twain, what do you think about the opener to this segment? That don't impress me much. Oh, what a shame.
It's her own song, though, so she should be impressed. Right. Tom, she's a queen. Which she's got song? So many hits from this moment on, for example. Speaking of this song,
yeah.
From This Moment On was yeah. one of the songs that did impress her when Rob told us a story about 2 weeks ago now. Rob, you're the only person to impression I so far. Remind us how you did it.
Okay, guys, so I had a couple of reasons why Shania should be impressed. And the first one was that every year I ran the City of Surf in a gorilla suit for the last 33 years. Yes. Me and my brother have done that. So since we were little tackers, we've done 14 kilometres dressed as gorillas.
Pretty impressive.
The second reason is 20 years ago, got married, and From This Moment On was our wedding song, yeah. Myself and my wife, dancing around the pool. Beautiful.
Just
20
beautiful.
Years ago, almost to the day.
And Rob, Shania is in here, and she did say that it impressed her.
That does impress me.
Rob, you're pretty confident. I mean, because we're going to have a few finalists for these tickets. She's touring in December. Currently, you're the only finalist. So you have Woo-hoo! These tickets if nobody else gets in. Are you confident that you're the only one to impress Shania?
Absolutely. I hope so.
Well, she's very fickle. It's hard to know what impresses her. Were you always going to say your answer, or was there a different answer you had as well?
No, mate. Look, that's me. That's me. Absolutely to a T. Yep. Two things. Right. Yep. Coincidentally, they both just came in my mind as soon as I... As soon as I heard the song, I was like, yep, this is me. I've got this, sure.
Mate, we're rooting for you. But, of course, on 1-triple-3-5-3, we will take all submissions right now.
Mm.
Can you impress Shania with whatever you have, whatever you can throw at her?
And, of course, if you can impress her, you're in the running for 2 tickets to see Shania Twain in your closest city. Linda, good evening.
Hi, how are you guys?
Yeah, good, mate. What are your chances here, do you reckon?
Oh, I don't know. I've done a lot more than 14K. I did 35K when I did the bloody long walk a couple of weeks ago.
Okay. Hang on. Is this your impressive act that you want to run past Shania, who's here tonight?
This is my impressive act, yeah.
Okay. Explain it well. What did you do? Was it a run or a walk?
No, I couldn't run. No, I walked 35Ks from Fairfield down through the city to St Kilda.
Mm-hmm.
And I raised in Melbourne, and I raised about $1,344 from all my friends sponsoring me. And that's for the Mito Foundation research.
I mean, I'm impressed by that, and they do some great work down at that foundation.
Well, sounded like a long stroll, to be honest.
Hmm. I wouldn't have said that.
Okay, well, 1-triple-3-5-3.
I mean, impressed, Ollie. It was Shania that said that she wasn't impressed.
Yeah, we're not falling for that, Tom. We're not falling for that. 1-triple-3-5-3, you've just seen how unimpressive she can be.
Yeah.
Can you impress the inimitable Shania Twain for tickets to see her live?
This is a new one from Paul Kelly with the one I love, Triple M's Tom and Ollie. He just keeps on writing music. Paul Kelly with the one I love, his album Nature coming out very soon. Not far away. It's Triple M's Tom and Ollie. We have questions, new music here. And look, we're trying to find that impressive act that can impress a beautiful woman called Shania Twain.
Impress Shania Twain.
Said impress a lot there. What's a synonym for impress, Ollie? Win over?
Win over, yeah. That's all I've got.
But you're an English teacher. Yeah, you should know synonyms to impress.
Impress. Win favour. Curry favour. Enamor? What do you got on the Google?
It just says impressed, impressing, impress upon.
Okay. Well, 1-triple-3-5-3, let's hit the phones. Paul. Mm,
hang on. The thing that we're doing here is if you can impress Shania Twain, you win 2 tickets to go see Shania Twain in December in your closest city. Paul, you reckon you can, you've got an impressive act that can impress Shania Twain.
Wow.
Can you impress the unimpressible, Paul?
I'm going to try. Okay. A couple of years ago, I had a bike accident on the way home from work, a motorbike, and I used my testicles as airbags. And I actually punched one of them back up the tube into my abdomen and realised something wasn't right. So I got on my bike and rode to the nearest hospital to my house, which the hospital was impressed because they reckon I'm the first one to ride my bike. With that injury, and I mean to tell you, I had no colour vision by the time I got there. It was all grey.
Oh.
And when I got there, they said, oh, we don't have an anaesthetist, so we've got to transfer you to another hospital so they can knock you out to put it put it back. And I looked at him and said, mate, you can see where it is. You know where it's got to go. If you don't do it, I will.
Oh.
Because I'm not going to another hospital.
So was it shoved up quite high, was it?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. And the funniest part was I had a workers' comp because I was on the way home.
Okay.
That's enough. No, so we've got to imagine being in a bar and you going up to Shania, lovely lady, exceptional singer, and you telling her this story.
Yeah.
Would she be impressed? And let's hear
mate,
from her.
Pain tolerance. That's impressive.
Mate, chicks love that stuff.
Can I ask, with the motorbike accident, was it your fault?
Yeah. That don't impress me
much. Yeah, you had an accident, Paul.
Sorry, Paul. G'day, Pete.
G'day, boys. How are you?
Say hello to Shania. She's in here.
G'day, Shania. How are you, love?
Good.
No. Ollie, never answer for Shania Twain. She'll answer for her.
No.
That was her. Okay, Pete. Fire away, Pete.
Yep.
Righto, boys. So, look, we all do, great things in our lives and impressive things, okay, from time to time. But there's one thing that I do that impresses a lot of people, and it has impressed a lot of people, and I'm going to do it for you guys, and I'm also going to do it for Shania, because I think she'll be really, really impressed with my Tarzan impersonation. Tarzan impersonation.
Go for it.
Paul, the you know what I'm talking about, boys. Yeah, so hey,
hurry up,
brace yourself.
Tarzan.
You ready?
Yep.
Right, here we go. Here you go, Shania. 1, 2, 3.
Ron, you can impress Shania Twain.
Yeah, I reckon I probably can.
Okay, Ron.
All right, we've got a few more calls. Let's rush into this one. What do you got?
I've been a volunteer with St John Ambulance.
Yep.
Since 1982.
Okay.
I probably do in excess of 200 hours, volunteer hours every year with this organisation, and I've been involved in a fair few serious cases, but probably 3 cardiac arrests, and we've managed to save all 3 that I've been involved with.
That don't impress me much.
You know what? I don't think sob stories are going to hack it. You know what I mean?
I don't think, like, Shania, a lady of that stature, doesn't want to hear, I did this thing and I was really nice.
No.
She wants to hear something jazzy. She's a musician. She's a rock star.
It's a light entertainment program. Yeah. You know?
Let's try Bianca.
Hey, Bianca.
Hello.
What have you got, Bianca?
My nephew. So, when he was up dancing, he would only dance to Shania. We would put on, say, That Don't Impress Me Much.
Yeah.
And then he would start dancing, start bopping. Yeah. And then we would put on Shakira.
Yeah.
And he would stop. And then we'll go back to a Shania Twain song. And he would, like, bop along. And then put on something else. And he would just stop. That don't impress me
much. I was impressed by that.
Well, you were impressed by a kid dancing.
How old is your nephew?
He's 3 now.
How old was he?
He would have been about 1.
That's impressive.
That's impressive, but you didn't give the details at the right time. Shania wasn't impressed. Sam, what do you got for us?
All right. So firstly, I just want to let Shania know that I'm actually getting these tickets to my mum because I've ruined the house while she's away.
Okay,
they've gone away and we had a party.
Oh, no.
And, I'm up shit creek, so I really need to get these tickets.
Okay.
Okay.
Right,
well, Shania's nodding along. She's put that into her account. What have we got? That's not.
You piqued your interest.
Yep. I can actually dislocate the tops of my thumbs and flop them around. It's won me many a bar bet.
Okay.
Okay.
Shania, I'm getting word here from Shania. How many times have you done this?
I do it all the time.
And how many people are impressed by it at the bar if you get it out, if you whip it out?
Many, many, many.
How many?
I tell you, it's gotten me many drinks.
Shania has many platinum-selling albums. She sold out tours across the world, written some number one hits. Is she impressed by Sam's...
She wasn't impressed by some 200 volunteer hours and Rob
a year.
Doing 3 cardiac arrests.
No.
He saved three people.
But has a disjointed thumb.
Yeah.
Or 2.
Yeah.
Impressed Shania.
I think what Shania's head is going for here is, will this look good on video?
Yeah!
What? Are you kidding me? Are you freaking
Sam,
kidding me?
Sam, you're in the finals!
How is that possible?
Oh, that is amazing news.
That is absurd.
Oh, my mum is going to be cheering. She's not going to care about the house. I have a hole in my wall.
Sorry, Sam. We had Paul who had a testicle up his clacker.
Ah, his own fault though, Ollie. Shania wasn't impressed by that. Get on your Sam.
I'd rather see the nephew dancing at 1 year old to Shania Twain.
Oh, well, I didn't know it was one. And neither did Shania.
Yeah, well.
Amazing stuff here. Impressive. So
weird thumbs. Yeah, weird thumbs.
You were Tom and Ollie on Triple M. It's Dreams, the Cranberries. How about this for irony, Ollie? I was just squinting at a Specsavers ad on the TV.
Oh.
Didn't have me glasses on. Isn't it ironic? You could say.
Alanis Morissette.
Yeah, man. After 9 o'clock. What smell got you in trouble? Because Ollie's gotten in trouble from a smell, apparently. Oh, farty.
No, it wasn't a fart.
Okay.
Just to be clear.
All right, fair enough. We'll find out after 9 o'clock. That's not far away. It's Triple M's Tom and Ollie. We have questions. The question we've been trying to ask for a few weeks now is, can we find 1,001 uses for a plastic tub?
Some have said that you've been flogging the idea like a dead horse, Tom.
Well, we'll get to that in just a tick, Ollie, because we've turned this one online. We've chucked it on our Facebook page, at Tom and Ollie. That's where you can go to see it.
It was
your idea, Ollie. And look, I've got to say, very good idea, because in 1 week, we've had more answers than we have the whole time we've been on radio doing this.
We have. We've had about
100.
100 on Facebook.
10th of the way there.
Instagram has even more, Tom.
So go there. If you think that you can figure out a use for this plastic tub, you know, it's just one of those tubs that you might store things in. Mate, store things in. There you go.
That's been a use. That's been done, definitely.
Yeah, done.
It's a generic, like a plastic clear tub as well. Quite big, but not huge.
Have you got some highlights, Ollie? Because I really like Melissa's on Facebook. She said, place it in the toilet to hold rubbish, like toilet rolls and stuff. And then when you're having trouble taking a number two, you turn it upside down, you sit your feet on it so that your number two slides out more easily. Because I don't know if you've heard that.
I have.
If you elevate your feet and put them on something, mate, it aligns your bowel and everything comes out easier.
I had issues in year 9 and I was told that tip.
Don't need to know.
And I
TMI.
It does work. It's like squatting.
Okay.
On Insta. Whoa, just a screaming girl in the background there. On Instagram, Steve McDuff said, cooling your feet after walking on a hot road.
Oh, yeah.
So a bit of water in there, obviously.
Catherine on Facebook, hold the souls of all those who displease me.
That's grim. So is this one. Yeah. The man that fights fires said, store all of my sadness and disappointment.
Oh.
But on a lighter note, Tom, Charlie Cakes said, hold all your Pokemon cards.
Oh, yeah, nice. Philip, I think, has worked something out. But I don't know what. Philip on Facebook said, a conversation piece to keep bored listeners busy when current topic is losing them. That's strange.
Don't say that, mate. The extract artist, sorry, on Instagram. That's his name.
I'll give him a follow.
Oversized fleshlight. What's that?
I don't know what that's about.
Fleshlight.
It's strange.
Oversized. And Nath Riddle said, an urn. It's dark.
Oh, whoa.
Big person.
What?
Sorry, nothing?
Did you say big person?
Big person.
I want to finish with this strange one from Damien. Damien said, place a cat in it with a radioactive source and a vial of poisonous gas that will break if the radioactive source releases a particle, close it up, and then go and think about whether the cat is alive or dead.
Isn't that a famous experiment?
Is it?
It's like the dead cat experiment or something.
Oh, way to ruin it.
Anyway, this is a huge hit.
Yeah.
Let's get to 1,001. Go to Facebook or Instagram, Tom and Ollie.
Yeah.
Find the photo. I've pinned to the top of the page, by the way, Tom, on Facebook, so you'll find it at the top of our page.
It's a photo with you and the bucket and the sunset. I'm nowhere to be seen, which is strange because this is my idea to begin with.
Get more likes, just me in there.
All right, mate. Naughty After 9.
Flexing my arms, my Brad Pitt workout as well.
It's not working. Naughty After 9, not far away.
Tom and Ollie on Triple M.